All right, it's time for this week's prophecy update. The most infamous of all prophecies has to be the mark of the beast. It involves a person knowingly, willingly swearing his or her allegiance to the world leader we call the Antichrist. It'll happen in the middle of the yet future 7-year Great Tribulation. It's not something that is going to sneak up on anybody. You're going to have to swear allegiance to this man. As I understand the book of the Revelation, angels will be flying through the heavens warning you about the dangers of that. So when we talk about technology and adopting certain technologies, technology is not the mark of the beast. It plays into it, but it is not the mark. When the Antichrist demands allegiance in the future, he'll usurp a technology that can identify a person simply by some sort of mark on their hand or forehead. All transactions, both personal and commercial, will involve that mark, so it'll be easy for the Antichrist to track any resistance once he takes over the system. And what's interesting to us is seeing the very recent developments in the fields of technology that could possibly be the precursors of those kinds of systems. The latest Mark of the Beast technology comes from Bangor, Maine. On Christmas Day, the Bangor Daily News posted an article. It was titled, "University of Maine Using Hand Scanners at Dining Halls to Deter Sharing of ID Cards." The article reads like this. Hand scanners are now commonly used for students to gain entry to dining halls as a way to foil the costly sharing of student identification cards. The hand scanners are mandatory for all students with an unlimited meal plan. Within the next few years, the university plans to require their use by all students who eat at the dining halls. The scanners use safe infrared technology to scan your palm, according to the Maine Card Service Center on the University of Maine website. A vein map of your palm is created via black lines that are converted through an encrypted algorithm and connected to your Maine card ID number. And so there's the mark basically on your hand. Your veins become this information. Meanwhile, IBM is developing technology, quote, that views facial definitions, eye scans, voice files, and even DNA as personal safeguards to a far more extreme extent than now. The company wants to replace words and numbers with security based on your biological makeup, create unique DNA-based profiles that will serve as your password for a variety of tasks. These could include going to an ATM, logging into your computer, perhaps going as far even as signing into individual online services like Facebook or Twitter. IBM makes predictions each year of what they think is going to happen. And one of the predictions they say this year is that passwords are going to become a thing of the past. And I say amen to that, don't you? I mean, how many passwords do you have? If you have to have a password vault on your phone, then you're in trouble, because what if you forget that? But anyway, they're saying that passwords are going to be a thing of the past. It's all going to be based on some biometric identifier, whether it be an iris scan or a mark on your hand or forehead or whatever that might be. Now, the point I'm making is simply this. All the way back in the first century, the Apostle John on the island of Patmos, while mining salt as a punishment for believing in Jesus Christ, saw the future that we are living in right now. I remind you that although we follow the fulfillment of Bible prophecy and show you these trends, we are only waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. There is no single prophecy that must be fulfilled before the Lord can return to resurrect and rapture his church. And that's why we always say, if you're not ready for the Lord, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen?